Hello.
Is that a Ray Herman?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Welcome to this week's podcast of Legal Beagles.
Well, good to be here.
I keep saying Legal Beagles. It's actually only one beagle. There's one dog. It's Moose. So I keep mispronouncing that. It's actually Legal Beagle, not Legal Beagles.
Maybe you're telling yourself something. Maybe you want to get another dog.
It's a possibility. Remote, but still a possibility. So the reason that I wanted to chat with you, Ms. Herman, is because you just had the opportunity to go to New York to visit with some folks that handle the software that we use as a firm to manage all of our client matters. That's called Litify. And then also meet with some people from Google and talk about some cutting edge technology and kind of where they see technology going within the legal arena. And so I thought it'd be great to jump on a podcast together and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was honestly a great time in New York and going to LitiQuest, which is what they call it. And it was hosted at the Google headquarters in New York, in Midtown. So it was really nice to kind of go there and see that and see what the future has in store, just technology wise, and how it can help, you know, with law firms and the legal side of things. So it was really cool to get to experience that and see kind of what they have, you know, up and coming. Because this, you know, this day and age, as you know, it's technology, 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 technology. It's everywhere, and we can't, you know, stray away from it. And so I think that's really beneficial to firms and to growing businesses, just because, you know, we're getting away from the paper trails. We're, you know, switching over to all this from computers to mobile devices. I mean, you can access anything at any time, you know, from the palm of your hand, which is incredible to see, you know, how far we've come in just even the past, you know, 10 to 15 years with the technology growth. So with Google, what was cool and the most exciting thing for me to hear is they, you know, we all have Siri and Google Voice and Google Home and Alexa, where you can talk to them and they do pretty much anything for you. So Google is coming out, you know, and it's still in the works. They're still doing a lot of stuff, but they kind of showed us a brief preview of what they could. And I'm sure, you know, other people have seen it, not just LitiQuest, but it's the audit. So it's like Google Home. So you know what Google Home is, right? Or Alexa, when you talk to them and they do your command. they're like a genie in a bottle. So with Google, they have, obviously, you know, they have their Google phones as well. And basically what you could do is essentially talk to your phone and say, you know, okay, Google, book me a hair appointment at 10:15 a.m. And it's going to call Great Clips or wherever your hair appointment would be and call that receptionist and book an appointment, if assuming that the other line picks up. And it actually has a full-on conversation with the person on the other line. They played an example for us and, you know, basically at the end was like, you know, which one was the human? And, you know, obviously we knew which one was the human because it's the person who's, you know, booking the appointment on the other end, but you could not tell the difference. And they're continuing to improve this robot voice and it picks up, you know, different quirks and mannerisms that the other person on the line might do or say. So somebody might be like, one second, like, let me hold on one second. Let me, you know, look into this for you. And she'll be like, okay, no problem. Like, take your time. And sounds as if it was you making your own appointment. And you, what you do is you put in there, you know, you give Google certain times. So let's say you wanted 10:15, but it's not available. So you can have Google tell the person on the other line, well, you know, I can do between this time and this time, you know, what works for you guys, and essentially has the conversation for you, which was really cool in to see that and how we could incorporate that in. Still there? Did I lose you?
Yeah. So it's funny. We're having a conversation and the technology behind this podcast just dropped the conversation. So you were you were on a roll. I think I can stitch these together. So let's not start over, but you were talking about this Google robot, if you will, and yeah. how it could help schedule appointments. And you were giving that example by, you know, kind of the Great Clips example. But was there a discussion, or how do you envision that working in a law firm capacity? Meaning, do you say, look, this could help with some administrative things like scheduling phone calls or appointments with clients?
Yeah, I think, you know, and they didn't get too much into it on the legal side. It's just kind of one of those things that's up and coming. But from a personal side of it, I think it definitely, if it does, you know, the voice that we heard was very human. Like, it doesn't sound like your typical Siri that's like, okay, hello, you know, very robotic. It sounded like a human, which is nice, because like I was, you know, saying before the call dropped, that's what clients want. They want to have somebody on the other line who understands what they're going through, has, you know, some compassion and knows, you know, is going to give them a heartfelt response, even if it's just scheduling a call, you know, something simple like that. They don't want to talk to a robot. They want a human being that can get the job done and they know it's taken care of. But for something as simple as, you know, scheduling appointments, and maybe it's not even necessarily with clients, I mean, I think it would be a good feature, because clients could easily call in, you know, and get a call scheduled quickly, whether it's with their paralegal on their case or their attorney on their case. And it's, you know, it's taken away having to wait for a human to pick up the other line and get something scheduled. So I think it could be beneficial in that area, but I think it'd be great for attorneys and paralegals and administrative assistants when just scheduling other calls. They could type in, you know, call, you know, this provider to schedule a call with the attorney, and Google will go ahead and call them and have all these times available and have this conversation for them, you know, versus them having to do that. So I think it could be very helpful with assisting with things like that.
It sounds like the idea is to automate as much of the process as you can reasonably, right? You can't take the human element out of some of these interactions. But I think about the grocery store, and I don't know if you see this in Kentucky, but certainly here in Arizona, when there are certain grocery stores that tested this and actually pulled them out, others still have them where you could go in kind of a self-checkout type of situation and you didn't have to talk to anyone and you scanned your own groceries. Do you have that in Kentucky?
Yeah. So actually we have, and I don't know if Arizona's picked it up yet. It's in the Kroger stores, which Kroger is Fry's in Arizona. If you're in Colorado, it's King Soopers, California, Ralph's. But so we have the self-checkout, but now what they have is this scan and bag. I don't know if you've seen that. So scan and bag, what it is in Kentucky, and I'm not sure if you guys have it in Arizona yet, but it is, you get this little scanner. So like you see when you're going through the regular checkout line, they have those little scanners that they can pick up, and you essentially, you scan your groceries as you go, and you have bags that you put them in. So you're already bagging your groceries and scanning them. So it makes it nice if you're on a budget, because you can see, you know, what your total is as you go. And then all you do is go up to those self-checkouts that are already still there, and you put your credit card in, you pay, and you walk out. So it saves you the time of having to go and scan your stuff and bag it, because you've already done it while you were shopping. So that just, you know, how technology is continuing to grow in all areas to just make life more convenient and easier for the everyday person.
That's fascinating. We don't have those yet, and I'm sure they're coming to Arizona, but you touch on an interesting point, which is earlier you were saying that, especially in what we do, the human element is so important, or at least the compassion behind the interaction between our law firm and the clients who are going through something that's pretty traumatic to them is so important. You know, going to a grocery store and doing a scan and bag, I can see how that's valuable to someone who needs to get in, get out, doesn't really have an interest in having a conversation, or doesn't see a value in that. How do you see this working in a law firm setting, or do you even have the answer to that?
I mean, I don't have an exact answer to that. And of course, I don't really have a time frame of when some of these things are going to be launching. You know, Google previewed things for us, and there's no timeline on that. You know, personally, I could see some of these things, you know, and maybe not with Google, but other things, you know, kind of being incorporated into law firms within the next couple of years. And I think it, you know, it just depends on the firm and how they incorporate those things in. But I think it's going to be a benefit for not only for the client, but as well as the firm to help run everything smoothly without having to wait around, you know, for a human person to just kind of make everything flow together to get you that contact with that person that you need. So that way you have that, you know, time and availability to actually, you know, for the client to talk to an actual person. It just kind of sets everything up for them.
So it's safe to say that the robots are coming. Is that
the robots are coming? I think they're already here and taking over. But I think they can help it in so many ways. So I'm not too scared of them just yet.
Well, this is fascinating. I'm glad that you had the opportunity to go to New York and learn about some of this stuff. As you continue to learn more and hear more, and if you get updated, will you rejoin us on this podcast later on down the road and kind of update our listeners on the things that you're seeing and the things that we may be incorporating as a firm? Because I think you're right. I think this is coming. It's inevitable. And we're going to use it in some way. I don't know what that way is yet. And it doesn't sound like you do yet, but we will be interacting with it in some capacity down the road. So as you get more information, please come back and have another conversation with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
Thanks, Array Herman, firm manager for Negretti & Associates. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too, Jonathan.
All right. Bye-bye.